session. You just talked by Marcus that the title is extra differentials on graph complexes.
Thank you very much for the invitation. So I will talk about extra differentials on graph complexes, more like a general picture with a few examples. I will not prove each example, just to show you what the idea of this approach. So this is mostly work me and Bilmacher and Bilmacher Thomas Bilmacher.
Sign, semi-direct product, this permutes, this changes the number of, the direction of edge. So you see. So this group acts on this in natural way, does this here, acts here, and this is taking the covariance of this section is exactly what I do here. In odd case, I just don't write, so it's the same, but I have here, not minus, and here, minus. And the formal definition is similar, just I here have another group. So is it here, definition? Okay, so yeah, I said this is graph complex. So complex is, I need to define a degree. Degree in my case is 1 minus 3n minus 1 minus n b. So this number of vertices, this number of edges, and this is the degree. Before defining the differential, I will define a Lie bracket. Just like gamma 1, Lie gamma 2 is sum over all vertices in gamma 1. I have graph gamma 1 with the vertex x, but instead of vertex x, I put gamma 2. And all these edges that went to vertex x now go to vertices of graph gamma 2. Similar thing you saw yesterday for graph operats with Thomas. Indeed, we can first define graph operats and then graph complexes through graph operats, and this structure will come naturally. This plus or minus depending on some degrees, vice versa. So x in V of gamma 2, in gamma 2, I put gamma 1. So this is Lie bracket and differential. Standard one is just Lie bracket with this graph. So imagine what does it do. This graph goes instead of every vertex. So every vertex is essentially split into two vertices and edges go to one of them in all possible ways, so sum over all possible ways. And that's it. Now I will so what are we interested in this whole problem? Compute cohomology of this graph complex. I didn't say the motivation, it covers the deformation theory, so it's kind of motivation. Is it governs the deformation theory of little disk operats, or the same thing as FM operats you saw yesterday. And okay, one easy note. Differential doesn't change the number of connected components, so I can just do it for each connected component. Therefore, age of cohomology of full graph complex delta is just a symmetric product of age of full graph complex connected. This means connected graphs delta. But some degree shift I need here to what is the degree shift minus n, and here is n. Okay, And another thing you can see is that this differential doesn't change, then it increases number of vertices and number of edges always by one. Therefore, number V, what's E minus V, is not changed. And my complex FGC, let's say connected now from now on, is direct product for all V's of part with fixed B, I call it BB, full graph complex connected. And now this here table comes into the story. This is, for example, when n is equal to 2, how does it look like? So this is the degree, and this number here is b. So these rows are independent matrices from here. What we know here, okay, this area here just no graphs at all, because the number of vertices will be negative. This here is easy, this green line, there are loop classes that look like this. So there is indeed equal number of edges and vertices, therefore B is zero. This green line here is Rothenberg-Teich-Muller-Lie algebra group, but also Lie algebra, that's proved by Thomas Wilbacher. And he also proved that here the negative degrees we have zeros, and these zeros here, it's a kind of easy combinatorial argument why they are zeros. And what we are interested in is this white area, and these numbers here come from computer calculation. Computer just by force calculated this, and you see we don't know what they come. And another example. Okay, this is, as you can see, this n equals 0. It's the same when n is equal to 2, because all that, the definitions are the same except the degree.
So vertical is degree and...
Just shifting everything there. You see, this is the same table, just I shift.
No, I mean, what are you on the horizontal on vertical?
Ah, this is the degree and this is D. B,
this number, where is it?
So the Rothenberg-Teich-Muller group is now this here line, and yeah, that's it. For odd n, we have this table, it's another thing, and again shifted, for example, minus one looks like this. And that was first part of my talk, I think. Now let's go to the extra differentials. I will explain it first. It's best to do it in the example setting. So first, so this is the second part. And the differentials. Okay. I work first on F G C zero, so this here. There I define a map nabla that is just Lie bracket with a tadpole. And if you think of it, it's just adding an edge in all possible ways. And what some planes, okay, proposition. Nabla square is 0. In this case, therefore, it's one, the degree 1, so it's differential. Delta nabla plus nabla delta 0. These two imply that delta plus nabla square is 0, so it's also a differential.
now I have, okay, not too easy, proposition again, that homology of full graph convex connected, connected zero, without tadpoles, so this is a new thing, this just means I don't allow tadpoles in the graph, with this nabla is two-dimensional, generated by this graph and this graph. Now, I'm interested in this. So this without tadpole essentially doesn't change anything. I will show you what's the only change. Full graph complex, I'm interested in this. So this is important story. Now here I can make a spectral sequence such that this is the first differential. And then on the first page I will have only these classes that will cancel on the second page, therefore I can conclude, so spectral sequence argument implies that homology of this is zero. And when I know that, I can make another spectral sequence such that this is the first differential. And then the first page will be exactly this table. And everything being excited implies that all these classes we see here will cancel on further pages. And those canceling will look like this. You see only one class is not canceled, that's the tadpole. So that's the only class that doesn't exist here but exists here. Therefore it's not canceled. So the whole story looked like this. We had some complex with a differential delta. We changed complex to delta plus delta extra. So all these are standard differentials. This was here my nabla, such that cohomology of complex with delta plus delta extra is zero or similar to zero, and that would imply classes of standard cohomology come in pairs. And in my case, this here was consequence of homology of delta extra being almost zero. So this is what I will try to do for every complex. This is an example. And this here was true in my case, but in general we will not have this. What we need is this. But if this is true, then it's much easier to prove this claim. But in general, this will not be true, and this will not even be any differential. For what case cancelings look like this, I'll just explain how the differential works. Differential here is completely something completely different. And in general, differentials will be completely different. These extra differentials. So, that is it looks like always the same story, but to find delta extra is always tricky. We need to do it for every complex again. This. Okay, on FGC connected 1, I have element M that
that sum over j 1 over 2 j plus 1, this is not really important here. I have 2 j plus 1 edges between two vertices, and this is more of a done element. That means, okay, you probably know, that means this, and that implies delta plus the Lie bracket with M is another differential. And very happily, we have a theorem that cohomology of full GCD is complex with the differential. No zero, it's one dimensional. Yeah, so there is one plus this index here. And everything else cancels. What you easily see here, the odd number of edges. Therefore, this differential changes B by even amount. And therefore, all tessellations are on even pages. You see, this is 2, this is 6, and so on. So there are no odd pages, but on even pages. Okay, we can improve this story a bit with something I call deleting a vertex. On full graph complex connected any M, this here means vertices are at least equivalent, and again I don't know about that course. I define D of gamma to be sum over all vertices of gamma dx minus 1 to the valence of vertex x, where dx deletes vertex x and connects its edges to other vertices in opposite ways. Okay, just. And some proposition, easy, d squared is 0. So it's the differential if it's a degree 1. And for n even, delta d plus d, or minus, sorry, minus d delta is nulla. And for n odd, so there are no nulla in this case, so it's 0. And this implies d plus delta.
Can you remind what happens with edges when you delete a vertex? How you
they are connected to other vertices in all possible ways. So sum over. So first sum over vertices, and then if I have this thing, for example, and I delete this, then I sum over all ways of connecting this. Yeah. Okay, so it's a very nice thing now on n equal 0. So let's go back here. Please say yes. Delta, I can define delta tilde conjugated differential of delta plus nulla. this is nilpotent, so this is well defined, and actually it turns out to be just delta plus d number. So very easy. But since this is conjugation, I have homology is zero because it was with this differential zero, therefore the conjugate differential is also zero. Just put this here. Now I have a bit nicer extra differential. This is my new extra differential. Because it changes b by 2. And therefore I again have a result that all cancelable links, cancellations are on even pages, as you can see here. From this result, one can get those numbers here that are bold. So the computer didn't calculate this with a knowledge function. And in the other case, when m is minus 1, this is the right degree where d is a differential. And therefore d plus delta is differential. And cohomology of my complex minus 1 with d is 2b. But there is a conjecture. I really don't know whether this is true or not. That cohomology of this same complex with delta plus b is zero. So if one can help me proving this or disproving this, I would be very happy. And if this is true, we would have more cancellations like this here. So these tables, from this table one can guess that there may be extra differential because cancellations really exist. And if the full picture on odd, I would be able to have two kind of cancellations if this is true. And that's nice. That would be nice, because then starting from one class, I can find it paired with the one differential, it's paired with another, it's paired with the first one, it's paired with another, it's paired with the first one, it's paired with another, and have a chain of classes starting with one class. This is called the waterfall mechanism. Okay. Any questions now? Okay, let me then go to the last part of my talk. I will introduce another kind of graph complexes and just explain how the extra differential looks like here. So there are hair graph complexes. Now, so they are Harry graph complexes, they depend on two numbers, two integers m and n. And therefore, you can guess you have four essentially different complexes depending on parity. So Harry graph complex mn, where m and n are in Z, have four different m and n are both even, m even, n odd, m odd, n even, and both odd. Okay, I had a similar table before. I will just define signs. So vertices, exchanging vertices here, we already know it depends only on n. Here is plus minus, edges, minus, plus, directions of edges, plus, minus, and exchanging hairs, this is new thing. Okay, I didn't show what does it mean hair graph complex. So maybe just an example. And it's spanned by graphs, like ordinary graphs, but we are allowed to have things like this one. So these hairs can be exchanged, and if they're exchanged, the sign changes like this, minus, plus, minus.
And you are allowed to have many of them on the same vertex?
Yes, a priori, yes. Okay, and we have extra differentials here too, actually many of them. Let me start with... Okay, we can just write you how does it look like. First, on... Okay. Let he add a hair in all possible ways. And now I have a theorem, it's by Willard and Turchin, that there is a quasi-isomorphism from standard conserved graph complex to Harry with same m and n, so mn, with the differential delta plus he. So this is differential and this is differential, and this quasi-isomorphism is essentially again he. So I have kind of extra differential. It's not a cyclic, but its cohomology is what we, let's say, know, cohomology of this. So here all classes are either come from here or they are cancelled with another. So I can have here so extra differential. Here I have he, and is even, just if it's another, we can shift it, and here we can. Both are of the same parity. So this extra differential is here and here. Here in the middle, okay, since I don't have much time, I will just state the theorem. Again, there is a quasi-isomorphism from all graph complexes connected delta, so standard, essentially again, E. To carry graph complexes n minus 1 m delta plus leaf bracket. Now this is another leaf bracket, but yeah, 1 delta. Puts sum I put another. So I put this in the hair here, plus minus sum, I put this into the hair here. It's so we bracket with a crazy thing over here. Let me see, with some sum of some coefficients, whatever, things that look like this. So many hairs on the same vertex that you ask. This is very important. So this is kind of extra differential, same story as here. I have this extra differential here. So with this number, okay, and there are two more extra differentials, one here and one here. One here, it's made easier, it's just delta. This delta transforms hair into an edge. Just for example, this goes to this, connecting everywhere, plus another hair connects everywhere. And this is an extra differential, and we have theorem that now it's even better theorem that almost everything cancels. Okay, this is a harder part, and this is harder to define but easier to prove. Immediately see how that is like. Just in this case, we see hairs and edges are of the same parity. Therefore, hairs can be understood as edges towards something, like this. If I have this graph, for example, it can be understood as they go towards some special vertex. And differential splits these vertices, and extra differential is simply splitting these vertices. And it's easy to show if we have one special vertex, this is a cycle. So this is splitting extra vertices. Okay, so as you can see, in each case, we have two extra differentials, and we can have kind of a waterfall mechanism. You start with one class, and then you use one differential to make it paired, to find its pair, use another, and so on. And from one, you can have a list of classes. And what you can also see here, what I already said, that all these are kind of different. And what I hope is, on every graph complex, we will be able to find some kind of extra differential. But yeah. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions or comments?
Okay, so FGC is such a word. It's a stable limit of kind of a high subdimensional analog of collective fields. Therefore, all the differentials have kind of nice meaning. Standard differentials, Cauchy bracket, this delta deformed, it just be the operator. What about your new one? What is its meaning?
I have no idea.
Okay.
You mean this deleting?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I just found it combinatorially.
You know, it's again.
I've used it.
Limit. This is stable limits of quite geometric coefficients, which control Poisson geometry or geometry. So therefore, this is in fact, one should look at it.
Yeah, I just found it. I used it to prove this case. That just was kind of helpful to prove this, and
The hairy case you didn't tabulate. You've shown us tables for the other cases, but not the hairy case.
Okay, that's true. I have some, but they look much more complicated because they are kind of three dimensional.
Okay.
You have three things, and yeah, I can send you something. I didn't show.
More questions?
sorry for the naive question again. So how is it? In some cases, you know the meaning of those extra differentials, right? That's what.
Yeah.
So could you spell it out? Because frankly, it would be kind of useful to know. Yeah, there is this miraculous extra differentials, which all of a sudden
theorizes
cohomology. Like what are they? At least
yeah,
one.
Probably Sagan was not more, but.
Okay, so this I can tell you. So there are kind of three which is understood. Delta is Cauchy bracket. This I mean delta small. Delta with triangular, whatever how you call it. It's just this second order I mean behavior, you know, x psi. Then what is m? It's a more this kind of standard quantization of symplectic in geometry. You know, this is
So sorry, this should be.
This is essentially what. This is what I mean. Star product for symplectic structure. I mean, yes.
Mm-hmm. And for the even case,
this is more product. Yes, essentially, it's what is behind is more product.
Or more young. And for the even case,
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Any more questions?
What's the motivation for this new differential? So do you hope to get more information on the unknown classes or what are situations in the theories?
New differentials. I mean just to understand more this cohomology.
So this could give it information for this question mark spaces?
Yes. For example, we realized what I said, these things came from. Okay, it's not much, but in theory, with some other results, this may be helpful to know question marks.
So the
final goal is to find the words, you know, question marks, yes. Mm-hmm.
And some question marks are computed, some numbers are computed using this
yes.
theory.
Here, for example, these two zeros, it was question mark for computer, but yeah, this cannot be cancelled, but anything and cannot cancel anything, so here must be zero. That's what we know from the extra differential, and here is same. And yeah, also here. These two can't cancel anything. This here has to be two because these three has to be cancelled. One is cancelled with this and the other thing because here is zero. So
so is the white spaces what you obtain using the differentials? Is it correct? No. Are the white spaces what you could compute using differentials and not other ways?
It's computed just by computer. Computer just takes all graphs, calculates what is D of the graphs and just it's a long computation.
Remark that this kind of magic M differential, which is infinite, grows forever. I will explain tomorrow that this will induce a differential on the graph complex which Hatzevich used to prove this Witten conjectures, whatever. It's a very strange thing. It survives in the Riemann graph version of whatever is explained today. Today we're commutative graphs. I mean, we don't have Riemann structure in the vertices, but if a Riemann version of it, what looks like exactly, it plays a strange role, and not understandable, which is not understood yet. But this thing kind of survives in the Riemann way.
Right? Okay, well, thanks again.